This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With all due respect, Midday Show, back here. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. You know who's walking around with this song probably playing behind him?
Who was that?
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's his spot. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champ. What'd you make of the annual league photo with all the coaches? Only one guy, front and center, wearing shorts. That'd be
Wait
Nick Sirianni.
I didn't see the picture.
Oh, I'll show it to you. Yeah, he got to be front and center, which is important because that... He's part of the big club now, right? It's Andy.
The Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, and Sean McVay, right? Harbaugh, the guys that have won the Super Bowl, they get to be more up front. I'm going to show you this coach's photo here, but everybody else wore pants, and Sirianni wore shorts. Now, is that a power move, or is that
I think
a little bit disrespectful?
Power move. With all due respect, power move.
There's the photo. Check that out there. He's there in the middle somewhere. You see it? He's wearing shorts. Nobody else wore shorts.
Oh, you see, Coach McVay got on the nice little, what they call them outfits, like the what you call it, Fabletics outfit with
Dude,
the jacket.
You're looking at the wrong guy.
Have you seen us? We're wearing ice cream shop sweatshirts today.
we all about dressed the same, but you know, he wants to dress like, you know, he going on a golf outing with the nice little Fabletics jacket.
That's McVay, you're saying.
Yeah, he looks like he's about to step out with his lady friend.
You could see who looks trying to look nice and then who just threw on whatever wrinkled shirt that came out of the luggage there.
Yeah, Coach Sirianni's he's a Philadelphian.
You could also through. I always could tell from this photo who's a year away from getting fired. Like, you look at Brian Daboll in the back.
He's
on borrowed time. you feel that.
He's funny. He's
from the photo.
What about the coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars? What he got on? Looking real crazy.
Liam Cohen? I sometimes when there's new coaches, I have to figure out who they are.
Have y'all heard the cut when he tried to say Duval? When he said Duval?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds really weird.
Yeah, he's looking a little weird in this. All right, let's get to some of the rule changes that actually were passed here at the owners' meetings, because we know they tabled the tush-push thing here. All right, Hugh, the overtime rule. You in or you out? Thumbs up. So now
overtime.
It's gonna
everybody
be,
get the ball?
Yeah, each team gets a possession. Just like it's been in the playoffs, now it's the regular season.
I mean, that's okay. I'm okay with that.
The only thing that I think is interesting about it is you could have a pretty long overtime, which means if you have to play a short week the next week, quarters of football.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you hopefully or luckily, if you're the team that has to do that, it might not bode well for you the following week.
You better win then.
Yeah, you better win. You better make it quick.
Like, let's say the Eagles have a Sunday game. It goes to overtime, and both teams scored the first possession. Like, so then you have to play a third possession.
You better stand on your head then.
Yeah, I mean, might be playing 4 days later on a Thursday. All right, the replay assist. Now, if there's like a roughing the quarterback or a push the guy late out of bounds, and the flag is thrown, they could have a replay assist get in the referee's ear and be like, yeah, pick that flag up. I don't know about all these robots coming in.
Wait a minute.
Extra help.
You're saying that the ref throw a pass interference roughing the passer?
Roughing the passer.
Somebody can get in his ear and pick that flag up.
Yeah, you were wrong. Pick it up.
With all due respect, pick that flag up.
You like that?
That's crazy.
I don't like this. Have refs if we just correct them?
We're eliminating the point of having NFL referees.
I know. I like referees.
Are we closer to having robot NFL refs than we are robot
Well,
bumps
you
in,
guys
in baseball?
Know what they did to the chain gang.
I would imagine.
Cut their legs off right under them.
I would imagine, because the NFL does a great job of protecting his refs, it would have to be super egregious for somebody to get in there and be like, yo, dog, what you doing? Pick that flag up. Because that's how I think it's going to go.
It has happened a lot this past season, though, with some things, right? They would change rulings on the field mm-hmm. pretty instantly. It's just expanded.
If you were a ref, would you like the extra eye in the sky that helps you in like with the replay available to them, or do you feel like they're cutting your legs out from under you?
Well, it would definitely
help. It's embarrassing.
With your job, but it would also be one of those things where you got boots on the ground, and a lot of times they're bang bang plays, and for somebody to be out there or up there in New York, I'm assuming that's where it is, and rewinding the play and be like, oh. Yeah, that's a lot.
I just would feel like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like, you would say, why am I here?
You just called
for that paycheck.
No, but like, what's the point of it? I don't know.
Some refs make a lot of money, man.
Nice little
chunk of cheese.
Because the robots take their job.
Yeah. I thought of something similar with the baseball robots. Like, if they have that challenge system, then I don't know. Are umpires going to have to be a little less emphatic about their strike three calls if they're borderline? You can't do the whole motion.
You mean like the street?
And then they tap their helmet, and then you're wrong. I mean, you're going to look
can't
like an
that.
Ass.
You
so
are.
You might be a little timid when you make your call.
I feel like you got to slow
when you say Kyle, eh?
So you kind of go through the motions just in case you're wrong. I think we're losing something out of sports. But I need the ump to be emphatic. I need the referee
wrong,
to call
though?
It and believe
no,
it.
No, it's silly.
I can see it. On strike three, you might be like,
I guess it's a strike.
They're like, I
yeah, like especially if you got somebody over your shoulder looking like, nah, bro, that would.
They're like,
strike.
Hell, just challenge him.
Yeah,
man. I don't know.
Hey, back to the studio.
Send it back. All right, what do we think about this? The touchback is now going to be at the 35-yard line.
Oh, you better not kick it in the end zone.
Well, I think they're trying to encourage more kickoff returns. They want that play to come back.
Yeah, because you kick it in, because usually you get to the 20. They're like, okay, fine.
So it used to be the 20, then it went to the 25, then last year it was at the 30.
Yeah.
35-yard line. If you kick the ball in the end zone, what are you, 25 yards away from field goal range?
you're not going to do that.
Man.
So that's 5 yards off of the penalty for just kicking it out of bounds.
Illegal procedure, yeah. 35-yard line to kick the ball.
They're telling you you're not kicking touchbacks.
Yeah, no, it's a wrap. There was a lot kicked last year, too, wasn't it?
But they want even more. They want returns. That's... They're just pushing the envelope to force teams into kicking the ball not in the end zone.
Also, they really need to change the onside kick rule.
Yeah, they never seem to get any further with the Eagles idea, right? The Eagles had that idea of like the fourth and 15.
Yeah. They got to do something.
I miss the old onside
kick. It's totally useless.
Well, the fact you have to declare it takes away the whole thing.
And you have to be down, and in the fourth quarter, it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's really dumb. All right,
back the surprises.
One thing that got tabled, I think is interesting, because we know they tabled the... You know, the tush push thing. They tabled the Lions' rule proposal of changing the seedings. They didn't vote against that. They tabled it for further discussion. The Lions proposed that it shouldn't just be the division winners are seeded 1 through 4. It should be by record, which would have changed the postseason last year. Potentially, the Vikings could have taken the 2 seed over the Eagles, even though they didn't win their division.
I hate the fact that they tabled it.
I don't like anything the competition committee did this week.
Yeah, they're trying to get the game momentum. That's crazy.
I'm fine with the 35-yarder for the touchback.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I would like to see more returns. The division one, winning the division should mean a lot.
Absolutely. And I'm okay with the OT rule. That actually probably will be fun in the regular season.
Who's sitting in these? Because winning the division, that was one of the core values. Like, when you play football, you win your division.
Of course.
Get the home game. And, you know, get in the playoff, win the division, and try to win the Super Bowl. Why are we trying to change that?
It's like the NBA. The divisions mean nothing.
Well, that's why the backdrop of why Eagles-Cowboys, and now everyone hates the Cowboys anyway, but the backdrop, like Eagles-Commanders, when they play in Week 6 next year, why is that game so big? Because home field could be on the line. The division, if it's just like, well, we get the 1 and they get the 2, then I don't know. It's not that big of a deal.
Lame.
It's lame. It is lame here. All right, 215-592-9494. Your calls on all this. Tush push, is it a big deal? Do the Eagles need it if they do end up getting rid of it? I don't think they need it. I'd love to keep it, but I don't think they need it. And then we'll get to the latest on Dallas Goedert, what Sirianni said this morning, and latest report from D. Gunn on Goddard's future. What's up, Jay? Jay in Philly up on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's up,
Jay?
Hey, Jay.
I had to mute all my back.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. So, man, just put, first of all, the more that y'all talking about it and the more information I get, the madder I am about it. You know, like, man, this is crazy that they're trying to take our play away from us. So I am a little upset. Although, I don't think that we need it. Like, we're good enough that we're going to maul people. without it anyway. So I think that first game, if they get rid of it, and we that first time that Jalen runs that quarterback sneak and picks up that first down, it's going to go crazy in the link, man.
I agree. So, Jay, yeah, I'm annoyed that these teams in the NFL are so soft, but I also think the Eagles will adapt, that they're going to be okay if you take this away from them.
Exactly, exactly. So we got enough talent, man. I'm all right with that, man. It's whatever. And hopefully, and look, athletes love chips on their shoulders. So this could be a little rallying cry. So if you want to take it away from us, and now we're just going to run Saquon, Dylan down your throat, and now it's going to be even worse. So you know what? Go ahead and take it away and see what happens to you.
I do think that is an interesting angle, that the Eagles could use this as motivation. Like, we created something so unstoppable, the league took it away because they were petty about it. Jay, good phone call. I do think there's something there. I mean, I think it would... Hugh, if you were still playing and they took away something from your team, I kind of feel it would be a sense of motivation, like, screw
them. It is. It would be. And the whole premise to me is it's demoralizing. It's one of those things where you do it because it's something that can't be stopped. And if you want to stop it, then bow your neck and try to stop it. I mean, the fact that the coaches are coming out and acting the way that they're acting about this and they tabled it, it just tells you everything you need to know. They just want this to go away.
By the way, can you imagine what the phone lines would be like after a game if the Eagles failed to convert a standard quarterback sneak attempt?
That loss is on Goodell. That loss is on the NFL. Well, half would be mad at the Eagles and Sirianni in the offense corner. Half would be mad at the league. The league screwed the Eagles.
And I'd be doing the I told you so.
Well, that's fine. We do that a lot around here. All right, before we go any further, a lot of I told you so's could be on Dallas Goedert too and in his future with the Eagles, because a lot of people thought he was going to be gone, then he's maybe going to be gone. He's still here. I mean, he's still on the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's hear from Sirianni this morning. I heard this. It didn't give me any confidence Goddard's going to be on the team next year. Very lukewarm response on Goddard's future as an Eagle. Here's Sirianni at the NFC Coaches Breakfast.
You want Dallas Goedert back?
Right now, he's on our football team, and obviously Dallas Goedert has meant a lot to us. And we'll see how that plays out. He's a heck of a football player, heck of a leader, and I want to be able to have back as many guys as you possibly can. But that is not the reality of the NFL. We got a lot of so we'll see what happens. But of course, you want everyone back.
A whole lot of stutter.
Yeah, I mean it's a yes or no question. Do you want Dallas Goedert back? And the answer wasn't yes. Now he's doing what the organization needs him to do. He says yes, it undermines Howie. He probably would want Goddard back, but
he's answering the question diplomatically. Yeah. He's trying not to say a whole lot.
But it did speak volumes.
Yeah, it did, especially when you start stuttering. I've been there before when I was totally when you're telling a lie, you're like, it's not a good, Joe.
Especially
when you try to walk something back, that's what you're about to say.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing, Kyle. It's not the same thing.
For my purposes, it is.
I actually think when teams hire coaches, they should put them through polygraphs first to see how good they are at lying. I mean, half the time they have to lie anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Sirianni obviously is a good coach. He's a bad liar.
You know what it is?
He's a bad liar.
It's because Coach Sirianni is a very honest person for the most part, and he's very forthcoming.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, Coach, because, see, I mean, now that we were here, I feel like I helped Coach out this year.
What?
In his press conference. Because you got to admit. You got to admit.
Come on.
When I started talking about his press conferences and how he would do it and he needed to shut up a little bit, he did get better.
You know, at the same time, they won every game. Like that,
yeah, because I think I was a part of that.
No, maybe the winning is why the press conferences were a little bit easier.
I think I was a part of that. But here's the thing, Coach, if you're listening. I know you died in Miami kicking it with Florida. I'm just saying, because I helped him in the press conference.
Ah, I got you, yeah.
You know what I mean? I helped him. You know, because I speak in stream of consciousness, and sometimes, I tend to stutter times because it's like I'm about to say one thing. Yeah. But I have to walk it back.
Yeah, you got
a
handle on that.
So, yeah, I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. But see, it's a work in progress, and you work on it. But, okay, I lost my train of thought. See, Kyle, you threw me off.
Are you kidding
me? I lost my train of thought. But I'm
you
just saying, you got to have canned answers. Just say, hey, man, it's a fluid situation. We love Dallas Goedert. See how I did that?
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
We love Dallas Goedert. He's an Eagle as of right now. Now, you know, hey, we'd love to have him here, but you know how the NFL goes.
Yeah, the as of right now sticks. Like that.
Yeah,
just
that might have been a little
bit
too
much. Yeah, as of right now means that. Probably not going to be here for
good.
Long.
That's pretty good.
All right, we got a report from D-Gun on this situation. D-Gun tweeting a few minutes ago, there's no doubt the Eagles want Dallas Goedert back this season, but they're hoping to reduce his financial number. Yeah, Howie is the best at moving money to make things work. But in this case, if the two sides can't come to an agreement, the Birds will find a trade partner. All right, so what's interesting about that, the beginning is, we knew that already. He says the Birds will find a trade partner. They haven't found one yet. But that makes me, at least D-Gun's reporting it as if they won't release him. They will trade him.
They're trying
him.
To make something happen.
Well, I want to keep him, but I feel better. At least they get something back. Releasing him for nothing is ridiculous.
No, I totally agree.
What are they going to get, a seventh?
At this point, we get the coach out there saying.
So who cares?
Well, I want something. It's principle.
I want Dallas Goedert. How about that?
How
about still a bag under of contract. Chips and a box of Juju Fruits?
No.
What if they used him? I've started to resign myself to the fact he's not going to be here, even though I think they should keep him. Maybe they could use him in the draft to move up. Like, they're in the second round.
He's a piece.
They have the 32nd pick in the second round, last pick in that round, and they want to move up to the 24th pick in the round because they're targeting
sense.
A player.
Yeah, yeah.
Use him to move up. Like, at least...
That's a possibility.
Turn him into something good. If they just release him, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense for all these tight ends that no one knows who they are.
They got to release him if, like his salary don't kick it because he has no guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. So it's not any of that. But is there like a June 1st designation where if you don't cut him before then or something like that, where his money is a part of the salary cap or something?
The June 1st thing, I think you could only use that on two players, and they already did it. They used Bradbury and Slay were June 1st cuts.
Okay.
They're kind of out of those now. They can't use it anymore. Let's go to Herb, who's up next on WIP. Herb?
Yeah, what's up, Joe? You took the words out of my mouth about Goddard, so, you know.
So
ain't no need to rehash that.
Yeah, that's done now.
Yeah, then forget it.
In the first round, okay, they might be able to move up and throw in one of those fifth-round picks. And they can go, who knows, they can get to 10, maybe, 12.
10?
Who are you going up that high to get?
Who do you want to go get? You got a player?
Who needs a tight end or could use another tight end? I mean, a starting tight end, of course, but, Mason Taylor, I told you from LSU, I know they got their eyes looking at that. So,
I found out he is? I didn't realize till this morning. Mason Taylor is Jason Taylor's son.
I told you that.
Oh, that's how I figured it out. Yeah. Jason Taylor's son.
Yeah,
I missed
Taylor
that
last week. That's her nephew. Yeah.
Oh, that's why Joy Taylor came up last week when you were on the afternoon show?
She's hot, man. Hot.
She was here last week.
No. He spoke about Joy Taylor to the afternoon show.
Oh, I thought she was here. Oh.
Relax.
Damn.
Yeah, relax. She's hot, baby. Let me tell you.
I was going to shoot my shot.
Sounds like Herb shooting his shot right now.
Shoot the J.
You got a chance, Herb? You got a chance.
I keep forgetting we're on TV.
Did they vote on this thing that you're talking about moving it to the 35?
It's done. Yeah, they did it.
No, it's a done deal. That's a wrap.
The touchback is now, you'll get the ball in the 35. Yep.
And that's ridiculous. It used to be the 20-yard line.
I know.
Now it's 15 more yards.
What happened to the sport we love?
If you can't get a first down from the 30 to the 40, something is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you didn't get to the 45, 35.
I mean, anyway, something's calling me.
You got to go, Joe.
All right. Keep yourself out of trouble, Herb, all right?
Hey, Joe, you know what I found out?
What'd you find
out?
Something's calling me. You
got
to go.
The torpedo bat. A lot of the teams got the torpedo.
Oh, I know. Ellie De La Cruz hit a home run last night.
Guy from the Milwaukee game, Milwaukee and Kansas City, they're using it. Yeah.
They're everywhere now.
I heard a torpedo back.
That guy's going to be a billionaire.
The torpedo back guy? Yeah.
They might sell him to the colleges. I'm going up to Villanova right now. to go check this game out against Ryder. So
you're going to see Kevin Willer, their new coach, Kurt?
I'm going to look at some of their bets.
Okay, you check those out.
I ain't got nothing to do with Kevin Willard right now.
I'm
going to the baseball game.
I didn't know if you helped Willard get here or something.
Plymouth Meeting. Why don't you meet me at Plymouth Meeting, Joe?
Plymouth Meeting, what time?
Yeah.
Joe, you ain't going.
I'll be up there by 3:25.
Joe, right. Joe got stuff to do, man.
Joe's got plenty of time.
No, he got the bus.
I want to see.
I got to get the kids off the bus.
He get the bus.
He will be there though. 3:20.
Nah, you ain't
Jack
coming.
Fritz can't throw like
Jack.
These guys.
Jack could be at work.
Like these guys.
Jack's an author now. You know that? You got to order his book. He co-wrote a Phillies book.
Who, Jack?
Yeah.
And what's the book about?
The Phillies. I mean, how many subjects is Jack going to write a book on? The Phillies. That's his thing.
Did you know that Friday night, Joe, I was at the Flyers alumni, okay? You know who was there? Dave Schultz.
Really?
I walked him to his car at the end of the night. I talked to him a couple times.
Did he want you to?
That dude is bad. He was bad. They showed him Friday night fights. They gave me a free T-shirt and a puck.
You got a puck out of it?
They fed me and everything. Uh-huh. I saw all of them. What's his name? Retired after 50 years. There were so many of them that were there. Brown was there. He was on stage.
Who do you want as the next Flyers coach? You got a name for me?
I have a name for who the next Flyers coach is?
Who should it be?
I don't know.
Herb. What's that? Yeah, deceptive.
Somebody was calling.
Maybe a guy that's like a young guy. Somebody that's in his 40s already done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know if you heard something when you were down there because Dave Schultz.
Listen, I could coach the Flyers. Oh. What do you got to do? Skate and knock.
I think it's a little bit more.
Tortorella got fired. He won a cup
they
once.
They need a guy in the center to intercept these passes.
I agree with that.
How the game's played. Intercept those pucks in the center, and somebody's out there on the side. You pass it 1-2, and it's in the goal. Boom.
They won a couple games under the interim coach, though, right, Bradshaw?
Maybe Herb's the next guy for the job. I mean,
they didn't play the Russian enough, Mishkov.
He's been better lately. Yeah,
he needs to play 80% of the time. When I see. I might go down and see Vieira and Keith Jones down at Voorhees and tell them. You know what I'm saying?
You pass that along. Herb, good phone call. Get back to SEPTA. So we got Herb in Plymouth Meeting today. Hugh's going to join him for the baseball game.
I ain't going to do that.
And of course, next coach of the Flyers, Herb.
No, I'm going to do that. I ain't going to make it.
You're not going to go to...
Nah, I have another. I have a previous appointment.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, Kenny, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
The Dirty 30.
Hey, for the record, Hugh, I did not rub your shoulders. I smacked you and it shook your hand like a man.
No, I mean, Kenny, I wasn't talking about you, Kenny. We spoke and we shook hands and, yeah.
Kenny, you ready for the Kevin Willard era of Villanova basketball?
I sure hope so because it was better than the era that we had before there.
True. Yeah, he's kind of a snake, though. He hung Maryland out to dry a little bit there.
Dan left.
Yeah, a little bit of a snake.
Yeah, Maryland kind of whipped him around, too. So it was a two-sided
That's true.
There.
That's true.
You say two wrongs don't make it right.
Well, they did the same thing to Seton Hall. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, but two rights make an airplane. So, what that's worth.
Ken, are you worried about the you think they need the tush-push?
Look, I think this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. I mean, if the Eagles signed a guy that could run a 3.940 and we threw a bomb to him every game, they're going to outlaw that too? It's just a bunch of sour grapes, and I guarantee you we have a plan B and a plan C if it gets outlawed that it won't even matter. I mean, you could run the same play, line a two guys up in the backfield and have them push the guards, and then the quarterback follows. It's the same play. You just don't push the quarterback. He'll do it. It's not even worried about it. The Packers are a bunch of sniveling, whining, and now they're up on that list that I'm going to boo for the rest of my life.
They're not the Packers, and it's a shame because they're a standard franchise, an all-time franchise. They're not a football guy franchise anymore. LaFleur's totally out.
Yeah, he's a wildcat
of being a football guy. Him and McVay and Rich McKay and all those guys. We this week really determine who the football guys are and who the football guys are not. All right, you guys have a great rest of you. Betting on any dingers tonight? It's Dinger Tuesday. I'm betting on torpedo dingers tonight here. I'm gonna put a parlay together of all the torpedo bat guys.
That sounds like that might be a pretty good one.
Torpedo dinger Tuesday.
Who you got?
Ellie Dela Cruz. Well, okay. I gotta look. There's a list of the
okay.
Torpedo guys. All right, you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Fields!